Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we work towards the conclusion of the devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ, we're covering the topic of walk an upright path. As the writer of Proverbs gives us this instruction of those who fear the Lord walk an upright path, but those who are devious, they despise Him. It makes me think about that contrast between an upright life and a life that is devious or full of deceit. I think many times in our world, and perhaps we've seen it in our lifetime and experienced it, we almost equate an upright life with an uptight life. But God doesn't make them out to be the same thing at all. Jesus was perfect in living an upright life among people. And yet you read of the crowds being enamored with Him, of people wanting to be with Him. I don't think you would have found anyone describing Him as having an uptight life. In fact, the religious leaders were kind of upset because, He wasn't like them. He was open. He was welcoming. He was a friend of sinners. And yet, nothing devious was found in His life. Have you ever been tricked into doing something? Given a job or responsibility that sounded and was made to sound different than what it actually was? I've been there. I'm guessing most of us have been. And for some of us, at least, once we're into that, once we've committed to it, even though there wasn't a full disclosure, we have a hard time, I have a hard time backing away from it and feeling like somehow I'm neglectful if I don't keep my commitment, even though the commitment was made with false information. When we're tricked into doing something, when we're duped, most of us feel a little bit foolish at times, but more so upset that someone would do that. That someone would deliberately. And I know there's times where we don't even have all of the information and we encourage and challenge and ask people to do something that is much different or more difficult than we anticipated. But that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about deliberate deceit. We've been there. We may have even done that. But when it's done towards us, I think most of us look at that and think, that just isn't right. How can someone live that way? How can someone use that method to get things done? We hear of things like a bait and switch, where you're enticed with one thing but sold something different. Typically something more costly and more inferior. When God talks about His people, He calls us to walk this upright path, a path where no deceit is found in us, a path that, is right, a path that gains a good and godly reputation. You see, that's the difference between an upright life and an uptight life. An upright life leads people, draws people to want what you have. an uptight life typically makes you appear, and makes me appear very snobbish, very self-righteous. And God says, as you walk this upright path, you walk in His righteousness. You walk in humility, the humility that people can see and experience and know. It's a humility that admits when we're wrong, admits when we've not had all of the information that we should have or that we claim to have had. You see, walking this path that's upright says that I'm walking a path of full disclosure. That I'm not manipulating things behind the scenes, causing things to take place according to what I want in ways that are done in the shadows, in the darkness. I hear the phrase from time to time, what they don't know won't hurt them. Well, if you're using deceit, deliberately, it may not hurt them, but it will hurt you. It will hurt your relationship with God. It shows God that you despise Him. You go, well, that's a pretty bold statement. It's what He said. He said, those that walk an upright path fear the Lord. But those who are devious, who are deceitful, despise Him. Well, I wouldn't be able to get near as much done if I had to tell the truth. Well, maybe what you're trying to get done shouldn't be done then. You see, we live in a time where it's difficult to know. Because we've come to accept a certain level of deceit. We don't like to use that word because at least in the cultures and circles I run in, it still has a bad, as it should, connotation. But with all the cries of fake news and the social media's independent fact checkers and all of this, we're appalled when the people that we disagree with use deceit and false information to try to twist things to prove their point. And yet, how quick are we to use deceit and false information to share it, to spread it, to use it, to try to bolster what we believe about a particular topic or hot topic subject. To misrepresent things, to make things look different than what they actually were. Early this summer, I saw a photo, two photos, but the first photo was being used to condemn people for going to the beach. It appeared to show a packed beach with people shoulder to shoulder, just no social distancing at all, just designed to show why beaches ought to be closed. The second picture was the same beach, the same people in the picture, but from a different angle that was making it obvious that these groups were indeed at least 6 feet apart, if not more. And the perspective, the angle of the where the photographer was made all the difference. And I can't help but believe, I don't know, but that first photographer, the photo that was being used to shame people, that photographer knew that things weren't the way the photo made them look. I take photos. I know. I was in Iowa cutting up some trees and had a huge chunk that was large on its own. But group was taking pictures of each other behind it, and that was my comment. You know, get down low so you're shooting the angle upward, and it makes it look so much bigger. And in a sense, it was deceitful. It wasn't any gain to be had from it. It was a fun photo. I wasn't using it to try to convince anybody of anything. But I understand. A photographer knows how to make things look the way he wants them to look. And we have a way of taking facts, taking information, taking pieces of truth at least, and making them look the way we want them to look. But is that really an upright life? Or is that a devious, a deceitful life? Most of that is only known between you and God. God looks at the heart. He knows the intentions. Are you living an upright life according to Him? You see, my life and how upright it is really is not evaluated by you or even by me. Both of us can be very wrong about it. It's evaluated by God, by His Word, by His standard. This week in our weekly prayer guide, we've been praying about pure conduct, living with pure conduct, living pure. And today's specific focus in that is having pure speech. And I think it ties in with this upright life. To say that I'm honoring God with the things I say. I'm honoring God with the things I don't say, the things I leave out. If I were to sell a home and know about specific problems with it and not disclose them, I would be in trouble. There are laws that require full disclosure. Because we recognize the importance of being honest in that realm of life. I'm not saying that it happens all the time. It may not even happen most of the time. I don't know. But I do know that God says those who fear Him, those who respect Him, those that honor Him, walk an upright life. And those who are deceitful, those who are devious, despise Him. I want to be one who honors, respects, and fears Him. And my prayer is that is your desire also. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And not only have You called us to walk this upright path, You have equipped us to do so. You have given us everything we need for a life of godliness, for a life of contentment, for a life that is lived right according to Your standards. Father, as we walk this path of life, may we be careful to examine anything that would be deceitful, anything that would be devious in our dealings with others, in our relationship with you. And while we sometimes are able to pull the wool over the eyes of people, we can never do that with you. And even in our attempts to hide things from you, to be deceitful in our relationship with you, it's really only one-sided because you always see right through it. And you always call us to repent, to change, to come to you in full humility and honesty. Father, may we have that same calling, that same conviction when we're not upfront and honest with people. Father, give us wisdom and discernment. Not an openness that's so transparent that it harms people. Of telling things that are no one else's business. But a truthfulness in our dealings and our relationships with one another that isn't manipulative, that is designed to build trust. Father, as we build those relationships through this upright path, may we represent Jesus well. May we look to His example on living completely upright, doing right all the time in such a way that people admired it and wanted it and sought after Him. May the way we live that upright life not be seen as an uptight life, but as a life filled with joy and contentment and the good things that people want. And may we always be mindful that all of it comes from our relationship with Jesus. And as people see the things in us that are desirable, may we point them to you. May we make the most of those opportunities. May we give credit to the transforming power of your Spirit living within us. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities. As schools continue to wrestle with how to do education, may you help the children see examples around them of Christian people, of God-fearing men and women who walk an upright life, who do not use deceit and manipulation to get things done their way, who do not use deceit and manipulation even to get things done your way, but present truth in love, in humility, in service, in submission. Father, may our children see within us what a godly and healthy fear of the Lord looks like that leads us to this upright life, that they too would learn the value of being honest and right. Fathers, I pray, I continue to pray for those who are suffering, for those that are filled with pain and disease and heartache and loss and anger and hatred and the things that just eat away at them day after day. I pray for your healing and your comfort, your forgiveness and your presence. for your conviction and your transformation. I pray that each of us would walk a life, a path in this life that represents Jesus, that lifts Him up, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.